Welcome to TJ Slideways Live, courtesy of BracesOnTheWeb.com. Here is your host, TJ Buffenbarger.
Thank you, Beth. Coming to you live here from the Engine Pro Studios, just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yes, we're still in one piece after the big storm, so thanks for everyone's concerns. And if you are listening in the Grand Rapids area, we hope you're okay as well. The rest of our listening audience, welcome to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. And it's one of the biggest weeks of the year. Indiana Sprint Week kicks off. The Kings Royals this weekend. It's one of our biggest weekends of the year. So we always like to bring in someone to help us look forward to Indiana Sprint Week. And what better way to do it than someone that will be participating and has two feature victories in a row at the Tri-State Speedway and then Saturday at the Clay County Speedway for Robert Ballew, who joins us on the line right now. And Robert, congratulations on getting rolling here the past couple of weeks after kind of a Pennsylvania tour that saw some ups and downs, but it looks like you're going pretty good right now.
Yeah, we got this motor going from dawn up, and I think that mainly between that and these Maxim chassis have really got us back on point where we need to be. It seems like here lately we just either junk one or we win. So as long as we can get the junking them out of the way, we should be all right.
Now, you're a guy that not only takes care of your stuff, but you take care of stuff for other people as well as far as race equipment and stuff. So when the USAC schedule comes out and you see where Indiana Sprint Week is going to be, when do you really start preparing for Sprint Week? When does the Sprint Week preparation start?
I don't have enough time to prepare for anything. I basically race night to night. You never know. I race hard, so with racing hard, you crash hard. So I work 60, 70 hours a week for my day job between truck driving and working on Parker Price Miller's race cars, getting them all ready during the week. And then I'm building a race car for a kid. I help Aaron Farney, a new car for him for Sprint Week, and then I'm also trying to get a spare car together for myself all before Friday. My spare car is a bare frame, and Aaron Farney's is about halfway put together. I work on them at nighttime whenever I get off work, so they keep me pretty busy, and there is no real good time to get ready for Sprint Speed Week, so it's just one of them deals to where I race to win every night, and so I take every night as Sprint Week. I just want to win and try and keep these things in one piece and keep going.
And that being said, do you think that gives you a little bit of advantage that you race as much as possible compared to some of the teams that might not be able to do that when it comes to a Sprint Week deal?
Well, yes and no. My problem is I think I don't get to run as much as I would like. You know, there's been quite a few races this year I haven't been able to get to, just be whether out of race cars or out of parts or out of money, owning my own team and trying to keep the thing funded and making it from night to night. You know, the purses aren't, you know, the cost of racing equipment and diesel fuel and everything else has gone up over the last 10, 15, 20 years, and it seems like the purses haven't. So, you know, with USAC, the win purse has gone up, but, you know, the start money is still, you know, $500, where when I came out here in 2007, I think it was $400. So it's not really gone up any, but the expense from day to day has gone up. So, you know, realistically, it just costs a lot to travel. So, you know, we try and stay as close to home as possible. We didn't go on two of the USAC trips, so they've cut me off on all my incentive stuff, which I didn't know was going to happen at the beginning of the year. I figured if we just missed a race, it'd be no big deal. But so no free pit passes and no tow money or anything from USAC anymore. So now it comes down to I'll run Sprint Week because it's close. But from here on out, the rest of USAC shows are going to be probably off of my schedule.
Robert Blue joining us on the line. You recently have kind of caught on a hot streak. As we mentioned, you have a couple of second place finishes and a couple of wins. Is there anything in particular? You mentioned the car and the engine. Is that a different car, you guys? I know occasionally you get some different cars from Maxxim that might not be the norm, but is there any one particular thing you can put your finger on that's really helped over the past four races?
Well, you know, this car here is just a Chuck Merle special, something that it's one of Chuck. He owns Maxxim. Something that he likes and seems to be working well. We're all out of test cars for right now, so it's to the point to where we'll just run whatever we can get and whatever I can afford to buy. I got a guy who's been helping me here from time to time, Dan Clifton out of Illinois, helping me get these cars so that we can try and keep racing. So, you know, between that, these cars and this new motor that we've been running, I mean, it's got me back where I feel good every night, no matter what. And it's drivable, and we seem to be, you know, way faster than we had been. So, I just think between the two of them things, you know, we switched tires at the beginning of the year, and I thought that would be more of a transition. We used to run them, you know, back in the non-wing TNT series, and I didn't like them then, but it's one of them deals. You don't have a choice. You just got to deal with it. So I'm not really sure, other than between these cars and that new motor we've been running, seems to have made a happy home.
Robert Ballou joining us on the line. You're a lower butt guy doing your own deal out there on the road and doing all these things to stay in the forefront and keep racing. When you're a little guy like that, does it surprise you sometimes how race fans will sometimes reach out, maybe help you out a little bit here and there? Have you experienced any of that? And is it still catch you a little bit off guard when it happens?
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, it seemed like I had an open trailer, and it seemed like I had more fan support then as I do now that I have an enclosed trailer, but I stole this enclosed trailer for next to nothing, and it's just safer for night to night. You know, my stuff's not out in the rain. I love the open trailer. It just, you can't haul as much stuff, and, you know, it just for traveling purposes, it's just a lot safer to be at least locked up in a box where, you know, you can keep the honest people out and not drawing attention to yourself. But, you know, definitely, you know, there are still, you know, some of the fans that definitely come out of the stands, and some of the old car owners, Tom Book out of Pennsylvania owned Loeffler's car, and Jesse Hockett's. He made our trip to Pennsylvania possible this year. And you know, just random people at random times definitely catch you off guard.
Robert Blue joining us on the line. Getting back to Sprint Week, how, you know, Sprint Week is near a lot of the bases of the teams. A lot of the races are within about a three-hour radius of where everyone's based out of. But how is the challenge of Sprint Week different than, let's say, the Pennsylvania trip or maybe going on a TNT tour where you're away from home, but there's still maybe more races on a Sprint Week? So how does that different for you as a race car driver?
Well, you know, like, I can't make every race just because I don't have the funding. I only have one motor. Sometimes I only have one car. And, you know, if you hurt a motor or hurt a car, you might not make the next weekend, which could set you out for three, sometimes six races. And with having a day job, it limits how many hours I can get my stuff done. So it's just a lot of the local guys, actually, you know, like Chad Baysflug, he don't run on the USAC Tour. He's got a full-time ride. He can race Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in Indiana. And, you know, Jerry Coons isn't on the tour this year. And guys like that, Shane Cottle, they're really good at Gas City's, Kokomo's, Putnamville's. So they kind of throw a curveball at you because, you know, Chad, he's won four races this year at Putnamville, I think. So you can't count him out. He won a USAC show there last year, I believe. So, and a lot of the local guys actually, you know, step up and surprise you when you come to these places because they race there, you know, 20 times a year, where USAC only goes there two times a year. But, you know, it's one of them deals to where I used to be horrible at these short tracks when I came out here. I came from wing sprint cars, and, you know, I like to drive them straighter's faster, and I wasn't a fan of backing it in the corner and keeping the front wheels off the ground. And you know, it took me 4 or 5 years to get acclimated to that. And so now we've really strengthened our short track program, but yet we haven't really hurt our big track setups and program either. So it's definitely, you know, as long as we can keep the bad luck away and keep this thing in one piece, there's definitely no reason that we shouldn't be right up there at the top of these guys.
Robert, one thing we've talked about off the air a little bit with you working with these kids, working Parker Bryce Miller and Aaron Farney, do these kids seek you out at the racetrack too for some coaching? I mean, what is Robert Ballew, the driving coach, like at the racetrack?
Oh, I'm probably as hard on both of them as I am myself, and from time to time, you know, they get upset just because, you know, I go there to win. I don't accept second. And that's just the way that's the way I was raised. You know, we're here to win. And if you don't win, what's the reason? Let's figure out why. What's wrong with the race car? What's wrong with what you're doing? And so they get frustrated with me because I pin them down to figure out what's the problem so that we can fix it. Because if we don't know, how do we get any better? It's probably helped me help them learn their driving styles and watching them and watching videos of them and helping them, you know, progress. You know, nobody really helped me when I came along, as far as a driver who, you know, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do, or this is what you need to expect when you come to Terre Haute for your first time. And I think in the long run, it should, or I hope it speeds up their, you know, learning process, because, you know, ultimately, you know, everyone has dreams of grandeur going to NASCAR, and the younger you are when you figure everything out, the better your shots are at getting there.
Robert Ballew joining us. You say you go to the racetrack every time to win, and there's no doubt about that. Anybody that's seen you drive can obviously see that. But what would happen, theoretically, if one of the kids beat you and you finished second? Would that be a bit of mixed emotion for you, or would you actually feel good for the student beating the teacher, so to speak?
Oh, well, you know, it's one of them deals to where, you know, there's no probably about a, like, I'm building this car for him. I'll be out of time probably to build my own car. I spent more time building Parker's cars and building Aaron Farney's cars than I do my own, because, you know, I don't want anybody to ever say that I didn't give them as good of equipment. So I probably sacrificed my own race car for that. But at the end of the day, I know that if I give 100%, my 100% is generally more than most people's 100%. So, you know, when you have to run up front to pay the bills to keep going, it definitely changes your mindset and your outlook. And knowing when I show up that I have just as good of a chance as Brian Clausen or Dave Darlin or whomever else that would be on that given night. You know, most people don't have that confidence. You listen to people, you know, yeah, I hope we run fifth tonight. And I just scratch my head and thinking, if you just hope to run fifth tonight, what are you doing here? But that's just the way I look at things. And you know, it's one of them deals. I hope that, you know, Aaron or Parker beats me. You know, that just goes to show that I've done my job. You know, I wouldn't give them any less. I'd trade cars with them today, you know, if they ever felt that I wasn't giving them what they thought they needed, just because I can guarantee that my race car's probably not half of what theirs is, just between funding and the time and resources it takes to get everything done.
Robert Ballou joining us, taking time out of his very busy schedule to join us for a few minutes to look forward to Indiana Sprint Week. Robert, speaking of tracks on their own, which one of the Indiana Sprint Week tracks do you feel is the most challenging to you as a driver based on just the track itself?
Well, it's hard to say. Hobstock's definitely the toughest place in Indiana, or probably in the country for non-wing sprint car racing. You know, it's tight corner. The bottom is, around the bottom is flat, and then it's got progressive banking up by the wall. It's got quite a bit of bank, but it has very little grip. You know, people tend to complain about the tractor show, but Tom and Loris Helfrich down in Hobstock and Blake and Melanie, you know, they bust their butts to, they know they don't have the best dirt in the country, and it's so expensive to get new clay, and they have the equipment, you know, tractors and such to, keep the thing worked over. So, you know, it's kind of, people say it's a guessing game, but we've gone down there so many times that we've kind of, you know, so far got our handle on it for the last year and a half, just finally got lucky enough to get a win or two. I gave two of them away last year. But I would say that place is the trickiest, just because you can be side by side and racing with guys, but it's hard to make up ground. But then you got, you know, places like Terre Haute, where we only go a couple times a year, or we got, you know, Lawrenceburg, where it seems like there's always USAC shows on Saturday nights, so it's hard to get there all the time. And you know, it seems to be a motocross track lately. It's been rough all year, so you just, and that just throws a big curveball into things. So you kind of, you know, every night has its own challenges. You know, obviously you go to Kokomo and it's all, you know, obviously always fast, and it's on the wall, and there's no room for error when it's on the wall, and it eats race cars. Just fast enough to be dangerous with the concrete wall, you know, 6 inches from you. But that's part of it, and that's a chance we take. And I keep saying that my car owner don't get mad when I'm, as long as I'm going forward when I tear one up. At least they knew that we were there. When we get tore up from, you know, people who don't have to pay their own bills and show up with their helmet bag every week and throw dirty side jobs or whatever. That's the only time Mike Brunner gets mad.
Robert Ballou joining us. And this is why we had this guy on to preview Indiana Sprint Week, because A, he's going to bring us great insight, and B, he's going to tell you straight up how it goes. So, Robert, first of all, I want to wish you the best of luck at Indiana Sprint Week. I'm sure you have a few people to thank before we go.
Yeah, you know, I got a list. I got probably a long list, and I'm sure I always forget some. You know, we've got Hinton Racing uniforms, Butler built seats, Maxim chassis, Donut Racing engines, Lucas Oil. They give us all of our product to keep us going up and down the road between our truck and trailer and all the oils and fluids for the race car. Deaton's Waterfront Services, Tom Book, MPHG Promotions. You know, there's just a great big list of people who just, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be there, but, you know, Victory Fabrication, they're going to be sending us some product here in the near future. They're out of Arkansas. You know, it's one of them deals to where we're always looking for more, and we appreciate everybody that steps up to keep this thing going, because it takes my full-time job and everything else that I can scrounge together to keep this deal rolling. And, you know, I won't do it half-assed. If that's what it takes, then I'd rather stay home. If I can't put a new tire on or challenge for a win, then I probably won't be doing it anymore.
Well, Robert, we appreciate your candor, and we wish you the best of luck this week. And hopefully we'll get an opportunity to talk to you again, because you did something really special on Indiana Sprint Week.
Yeah, we hope so. We've had some good luck and some bad luck, so hopefully we can, all our bad luck's out of the way for the time being, and we can make something out of this.
All right, Robert, thanks and best of luck.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and that's going to wrap it up with Robert Ballou. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to review what the Hall of Fame has going on during this weekend's Kings Royal. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Glade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump-stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
If you're looking for new or used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing in racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air. As Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth, watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat out foot on the floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
If you love sprint car racing like we do, you need to get yourself to Pennsylvania this summer. Already recognized as one of the 10 must-see races of the year, the first annual Dirt Classic presented by Casey Kane on Saturday, September 27th, is stacking up to be a premier event. The race will be held at Lincoln Speedway and boasts the highest payout in the track's history, with $20,000 on the line to the winner. But you don't have to wait till September to get your Dirt Classic picks. Tickets can be purchased at www.dirtclassic.com for reserved seating and general admission. Save your seat now and save $5 when ordering. The Dirt Classic presented by Casey Kane, Saturday, September 27th at Lincoln Speedway.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump-stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live here at racesontheweb.com. And I always love bringing in people I've known for 10 years or longer because it's just like talking to the person, just like we do at the racetrack and whatnot. And David Herman from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame is just like that. And he's taking a couple days in Iowa before he heads out to Ohio with the raffle car over to the Brad Doty Classic and the Eldora Speedway. And David, it's good to have you out again.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here, Todd.
Well, first of all, let's get the business out of the way. You will have the raffle car with you, the Maxim raffle car, and this thing is neat, man. It debuted last year at, I believe, the Doty and the Kings Royal, and it's once again a chance for a lucky person out there to win a sprint car from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Right. This weekend, we'll just have the car at the Kings Royal at Eldora, and the car is a brand-new Maxim chassis with a Ryder 410 engine. And it's a gorgeous car. It's probably one of the best raffle cars we've assembled. And it's a great chance for somebody to win a complete brand-new 410 sprint car for just $20 a ticket.
And David knows about the quality of equipment because he does have some seat time under his belt, too. So he knows for sure that this thing is a good piece. And I bet it's kind of hard sometimes to maybe go, man, I should, if I didn't work for this deal, I'd probably have two or three of these tickets in my hand as well.
That makes it tough for sure. I miss racing more than I can really say, but times change and things move on, so I guess it's time to grow up and be an adult.
Yeah, there is that, but if you're going to be an adult and, you know, work for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame, it's not all bad. You got a lot of travel, though. You've been logging some miles up and down the road. Have you dried out from the Dirt Cup yet?
I have. The Dirt Cup up at Skagit, you know, is a great event. Steve Beitler loves it when we come out there, and the fans in Washington love it when we come out there. And it's a great event for us, you know, to get to see the fans up in the Pacific Northwest. I towed the raffle car all the way out there so that the fans up there could have a chance to see it and purchase tickets on it as well.
What is it like when you take that raffle car to a racetrack? What's the reaction you get when you roll that thing out and people look at that and they realize they have a chance to win it and the price is really not that high considering what you're getting in return?
I get people asking me a lot if they're on candid camera. They don't believe that there's any chance that they could possibly get themselves into a sprint car for $20. You know, we talk about it on the PA all night long, and people come up asking, you know, is this the car we can win? Is this the car we can win? And, you know, definitely is, and it's just an awesome fundraiser, awesome deal to be a part of.
And you've done some AM now. It's just been an awesome deal for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And another thing we've got coming up this weekend is the charity auction at the at the Eldora Speedway during the King's Royal. And I always tell people, hang on to your souvenir money, at least a little bit of it, until Saturday, because I think one of the biggest misconceptions we try to dispel on this show about these auctions are there are items for all different price ranges for people, and you can come away with a pretty reasonably priced one, you know, unique piece of memorabilia to take home from the King's Royal.
Right. We've got items that, you know, we're probably going to sell for $10. We've got items that we hope go for, you know, over $1,000. There is something there for everybody's budget. And on top of that, they're fun. We try to have fun. We don't, you know, get too terribly uptight about it. And last year we even had Larry Boos as our auctioneer, if that tells you how much fun we try to have.
It was a lot of fun, actually. And there's occasionally incriminating photos that come out from these things and all kinds of stuff. It's a lot of fun over there. And there's a couple of neat items. I know there's a couple of things we're still working on, but there are a couple of neat big items that are going to be up in this year's auction as well.
Yeah, this year, again, like we did last year, we've got an exact duplicate of this year's King's Royal Trophy. So if you come to the auction, you can bid on a King's Royal Trophy, and you can have your version of the trophy before the winner has theirs.
That's pretty incredible. Yeah. And it's a nice trophy, too. This isn't your typical, you know, four-legged bronze with a plastic sprint car on top of it. This thing's nice.
No, this is a nice trophy. If I remember right from last year, it's 4 or 5 feet tall, and it probably weighs 40 pounds. It's a heavy-duty trophy. It's really cool.
Yeah, I remember them hauling that thing in thinking, how in the world do you get it home? But I guess if I won it, I would find a way. I would just figure it out.
Actually, last year's trophy, I took back to Knoxville with me. It sat behind my desk until I went out for the Williams Grove for the National Open. And I delivered it to that person out there, the National Open.
And that's the kind of customer service you get from David Herman.
That is. another thing we've got, I've got wing panels from Brian Brown. I've got a tail tank from Kerry Madsen. We've got die-cast cars. We've got T-shirts. We've got the first issue of Sprint Car Midget magazine. We got a lot of really neat stuff that's going to go through auction on Saturday.
And that is Saturday. It's in the multi-purpose building, and there'll be plenty of announcements on the grounds and everything when it's going to take place. And I highly recommend going over there. It is a lot of fun. And even if you don't bid on something, it's a fun chance to visit with everyone and whatnot. But more than likely, you'll want to get in on the bidding and get something to bring home.
Absolutely. And it's free to sign up to bid. It costs nothing to, you know, get a bidder card and going to have fun for an afternoon and stay in the shade. That's the important thing at Eldora, staying in the shade.
Yeah, there is that factor. It does get a little warm. It is July, and it's a good chance to get out of the sun for a little bit and relax. So that'll be on Saturday afternoon. And I've been kind of keeping tabs out your way, David, other than the weather, which has been the big story lately, but entries starting to come into the Knoxville Nationals, and Nationals will be right around the corner. It seems hard to believe it's only a few weeks away.
It is. Just as you're saying that, I realize that it's 30 days away or less right now. It's definitely comes around quick. Catches us by surprise somehow every year.
Yeah, it's almost a little terrifying to me. I've got a lot of work to do. I can't even imagine what you have to do to get ready for Nationals week.
Well, you can come out a little bit early and help me out.
Yeah, I think my boss might object to that, unfortunately.
One of the big projects we've got working on, I'm not going to say too much about it, but it involves a touchscreen monitor, so there will be some new interactive exhibit for the fans to come check out at the Hall of Fame this year.
Well, that sounds really cool, and it sounds right up your alley. And, I can't wait to see what you've done with this thing, because I've always been a fan of your work. So it'll be interesting to see. I'll have to get my hands on that while I'm over there on Nationals Week.
Oh, you might have to get in line for that.
That's okay. It'll be worth waiting in line for, I think. So,
yes.
And this weekend's King's Royal, one neat aspect about it is we've got both classes of sprint cars. We have the World of Outlaws race and the NRA Sprint Invaders. What's neat is we end up with surprises in both classes, it seems like. People you don't expect to see or maybe haven't seen before. We're going to see Roger Crockett making his first laps around Eldora Speedway in the 410 side of things. And it's just kind of neat with the one-day format, the C guys come in there and take one shot at this deal.
Yeah, Kings Row is definitely a unique event with the two different classes of sprint cars. You really do never know who's going to show up. I hear Brian Brown from Knoxville is going to come out. Of course, all the Outlaw guys. I see predictions where there's going to be 45 or 50 cars in the pits for the 410 portion of the show.
I've been burning up my phone today, emailing people and stuff, and my keyboard and everything else. Every social media outlet I have, I was getting right just under 50 cars right now as a good rough estimate. And I mean, it's kind of interesting. We've got Christopher Bell's going to be there in the 33M car. It'll be interesting. It's about the fourth or fifth different sprint car he's driven this year. And then what's interesting about, coming up to Kings Row, we've got all-star guys like Danny Holtgraver and Dale Blaney that are really on a roll. And those guys should really challenge the Outlaws at that place.
They definitely do. They definitely do. If there's one place, that seems to be neutral for a lot of those guys, it is Eldora. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's an event that I look forward to every year, and even as a fan, it's great to come out to Eldora every year in July.
Knoxville weekly fans and such have been clamoring for years to get a local winner for the Nationals, and Brian Brown kind of carried that flag last year, almost pulled it off. Who do you think could be a contender for Nationals this year on the local side of things?
Oh, boy. I'd be a fool to overlook Brian Brown on that factor. He's, the last 2 years he's run second to Donnie Schatz and has been right there at the line. And, Terry McCarl also, I think, has a good shot at, being up close to the front. Our weekly shows have been really competitive this year, the ones that I've been able to be in attendance for. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when the Outlaws come to town.
One interesting thing I heard out in Knoxville was the combination of the flat track race and the World of Outlaws on the same weekend. I heard that was one of the best World of Outlaw crowds that had been at Knoxville Raceway for a regular World of Outlaws show in recent memory. And it seemed like the Sunday date worked well for the bikes as well. Did you guys see that at the Hall of Fame as well? A lot of new people in town for that Outlaw show because of the bikes being on the same weekend?
Absolutely. That weekend was a huge weekend for us at Knoxville with the Outlaws on Saturday night. And I've been going to the races at Knoxville as long as I can remember on every week. And the crowd was spectacular for the Outlaws. That blew me away. We were busy at the museum all day on Saturday. And on Sunday, as well with the AMA Grand National Flat Track. That's a cool event. I think anybody's never been to that. That's worth seeing for sure. It's hard to describe, just watching those guys go around Knoxville, as fast as they're going on a motorcycle with their knees on the ground.
It is kind of crazy when you look at that, because you're a car guy and you've done a little karting too, but does that look like something you would like to try out, or is that one of those no way, I don't want any part of it kind of things?
I'm kind of a four wheels person. I like the stability of four wheels myself. I don't think I'd hop on a motorcycle and go scrape my knees on a dirt track like that.
The thing is, though, I bet Knoxville, though, for the flat track guys is a great venue. I mean, that's like the ideal racetrack for those guys.
It is. It's long straightaways, wide sweeping corners. They had two or three grooves, that they were racing across for the features on Sunday afternoon. So it was a great show.
Well, it's good to see that working at Knox, so I'd say more than likely we'll see that back next year. And whenever we're talking World of Outlaws, we got to talk about the 15 car. I always say until the 15's on the trailer, he's pretty much the pick to win at this point. That's the way I'm carrying it into Eldora. Even though Eldora hasn't necessarily been Donnie's best piece of dirt, he has won there, and it's pretty much the first name you think of every time that he wins. And this is something that you and I both have experience with. A lot of fans might take Donnie as, maybe just a little brazen, not quite, friendly or whatnot. And I have the complete opposite opinion of him. I actually think he's very thoughtful. He's one of the best interviews we have. And if you actually listen to him, you ask him a good question, or you actually have a good conversation with him, he's actually one of the more insightful guys in our sport.
He definitely is. And, when when drivers are at the racetrack, not just Donnie, but drivers in general, they're focused. That's game time. When you're seeing them at the racetrack, you're walking into, the Dallas Cowboys locker room. You know, you're not, you know, a lot of the guys aren't super talkative. You know, that's kind of the way it is.
And one thing about Don that I think that a lot of people don't get is he's a guy that kind of gets it, too. He grew up watching races at Knoxville Raceway, and he's, you know, he's got a good grasp on the history of the sport and appreciates it as well.
He definitely does. And he's been around for a long time, you know. It surprises people, but, you know, he's been around race sprinter racing and driving sprinters for a lot of years.
Yeah, and in fact, I remember I remember him walking in from his 21st birthday as I was waking up the next morning, but that's a story from a different day. But David Irvin joining us here from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame out in Knoxville, Iowa. And, man, we will be out there in just a few weeks for the Knoxville Nationals, and entries are starting to pile in. And events, we're going to be hosting an event out there on Wednesday morning, bright and early, because I don't think they can get anyone else to take a 10:30 a.m. slot. That might as well be 5 a.m. on Nationals time.
That's true. That is true. But your forum, the Up a Little 500, is something that, you know, people should definitely attend. You know, it's not the wing dirt sprint car racing that the Knoxville Nationals Week is about, but, you know, the Little 500 is such a cool event. You know, putting 33 sprint cars on a quarter mile racetrack for 500 laps, that is so cool.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of our favorites, and it's done well for the website, and it's still every year I get up for it because there's nothing else like it the rest of the year. I mean, it's the only time that's going to happen all year, and it's like I told someone else, if we did that like every other week or even once a month, it wouldn't be that special, but the fact that it's once a year, and just the menagerie of equipment and technique and everything that goes into it, it makes it really special. And I like to be able to share that. And we actually drew a pretty good crowd last year. I was surprised. I was thinking, man, there's going to be some hardcore people in here. It's going to be like 10 people, and they're going to be barely staying awake. And we had a very lively audience. And I'm actually excited about the panel we're putting together this year, too. It's a little, we've adjusted some people, rotated some people in with it. I don't want to give away all the surprises yet, but I think we're definitely going to have a past and present element to this year's forum for the Little 500.
Oh, that should be very cool. I can't wait. I hope I have time to come and stand in on a little bit of that.
Yeah, I hope you do too, but at Nationals Week is so busy. You and I, this is about the only time we get to visit other than we type messages every couple weeks or so, but literally, like, we come on the show, but Nationals Week, between your schedule and my schedule, it's kind of like, hi, phew. Passing ships in the night, so to speak. You know, I know my Sunday's not very restful because I have to drive home, but what Sunday after the Nationals, assuming it doesn't rain out, what's your get up time? About 2, maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or
It's generally sometime between 6:30 and 7, maybe as late as 7:30.
Wow.
Because I'm actually getting dressed and heading back for the office to try and get everything tidied up from the Nationals.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's not a full day, but you know, I'm getting up and I'm getting going again. It's, you know, sometimes after the Nationals you kind of feel like you've been out a little bit too late the night before, but unfortunately it's just the winding down from a long week.
I think as you find, as you get older, that recovery time takes a wee bit longer, too. So take advantage of it while you can. So David Herman from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And man, it's going to be good to have you out here again this week. We always like having everyone from the Hall of Fame out here for the big races. Of course, this is one of the biggest sprint car races in the world taking place this week. And it's going to be amazing to see all those people. And I tell people, again, if you haven't been to Eldora Speedway lately, you need to go, because the transformation of the facility and the way the program is run, and I just put out on Twitter actually earlier this week that I think Eldora Speedway has ruined me for pyrotechnics everywhere else on the planet, because I went to the fireworks at a neighboring city, and I literally yawned through it because nothing shook the ground.
When Eldora, when they light off those gas bombs off the backstretch before the races, I believe it is just, the ground shakes and you feel the heat all the way over on the front stretch. It is incredible.
And one of the crazy things is where my seat is up in the press box there, it literally, that thing sits on concrete and it shakes every window. And my laptop actually moves when they fire it off.
I was actually talking to the pyro guy, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, He said every time, each one of those, when they light it off, is like 3 gallons of gasoline and burning instantly.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it's just, it is. So if you haven't seen it, there's nothing else quite like it in racing. It's so Roger Slack, too. It's so ridiculous. I always make fun of him, you know, about blowing stuff up at Eldora. We don't use the word stuff, but, you know, you get the idea. And that's his trademark now. I mean, just... That's just the way the weekend goes, and it's quite an event, and it's great to have the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame involved with it. And David, look forward to visiting with you throughout the weekend, and it should be a great week.
It should be. You know, we're looking forward to, again, you know, having our Maxim Chassis Rider Racing Engine Sprint Car on display. It'll be out just outside the grandstands above Turn 1 on Friday evening. It'll be outside the multipurpose building on Saturday afternoon during our auction. And we'll move it back to above Turn 1 during the races on Saturday night. So stop by and say hi, see us, chit-chat a little bit, maybe even buy a raffle ticket.
Yeah, and like you said, David loves sprint car racing. He loves to visit with race fans and stuff. So make sure to stop by. Tell him that we sent you, and you're listening to the show, and have a good visit with David.
Sounds great. Hope to see everybody there.
Well, David, thank you for taking time out to join us. Safe travels out here to Eldora, and we'll see you this weekend.
Sounds great. See you then, Todd.
All right. David Herman from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to have a couple interviews from the my first trip to Waynesfield. I'll have a few tidbits about that as well. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
If you're looking for new or used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing in racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air. As Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth, watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and
rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
If you love sprint car racing like we do, you need to get yourself to Pennsylvania this summer. Already recognized as one of the 10 must-see races of the year, the first annual Dirt Classic presented by Casey Kane on Saturday, September 27th, is stacking up to be a premier event. The race will be held at Lincoln Speedway and boasts the highest payout in the track's history, with $20,000 on the line to the winner. But you don't have to wait till September to get your Dirt Classic picks. Tickets can be purchased at www.dirtclassic.com for reserved seating and general admission. Save your seat now and save $5 when ordering. The Dirt Classic presented by Casey Kane, Saturday, September 27th at Lincoln Speedway. Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live here in Races on the Web.com. This past Thursday, we had a chance to visit Waynesfield Raceway Park for the first time. Bob's been there a few different times, my dad Bob, who helps with the website. But it was my first visit to Waynesfield. And if you heard on the post-race podcast, you can listen to it online on demand with the rest of our podcasts anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just a shameless plug there, but it was a great visit. What a neat little racetrack that is. And we had a great time there on Thursday night and had a few things we had left over from the evening that we wanted to use tonight that we didn't really fit into the post-race podcast mold of things. We had a chance to talk with Jamie Veal. And Jamie is here stateside, and he will be through the Kings Royal before he has to go home and tend to the family business. But he raced through Ohio Speed Week, had some strong showings, and won Saturday at Fremont Speedway. But here's what Jamie had to say Thursday about his American trip up to that point. Jamie Veal, stateside with us for a few weeks. And Jamie, welcome back to the States.
Thank you.
And you had a good speed week, man. You were leading some races and stuff. You've had a nice start to your tour.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Straighting the speedway was a bit hard, but and especially Eldora, never been there. But we picked up a few podiums and had good car speed on most of the smaller tracks, so can't complain.
Now, what is the plan from this point going forward for your stateside tour?
We just do 360 shows a night, then Attica and Fremont for the weekend, then Brad Doty and Kings Royal. So that's enough for the year, I reckon.
All right, and then do you have plans for this upcoming season with in Australia? Well, lined up yet?
Yeah, still going through it all. It's still schedules being released, so we've got a fair idea what we're going to do.
Right, and so far, is this your first tour through Ohio? I know you've been stateside before, but how many times have you been through the Ohio area?
This is the first time to Ohio, so I've been around Knoxville and a bit of California, so yeah, first time to Ohio.
What do you think so far compared to the other tracks you've seen throughout the United States?
It's been pretty good. Like the last week, I enjoyed Lima and enjoyed Eldora and all that, so just need to get more laps on them. It's hard when you go out for one time trial and a heat and a feature, so we should get more laps on them and try and get up there.
Now, Eldora is a different animal entirely for anyone over here, let alone for you guys coming over from the smaller tracks. What was your impression of Eldora?
I really enjoyed it. So I just want to get back there more and do more laps and get up there.
All right, Jamie Veal. So that's Jamie Veal prior to the Bob Reynolds Memorial at Waynesfield Raceway Park. Of course, Jamie going to be wrapping up his tour this weekend of America at the Kings Royal. And the next driver that we had interviewed is Gary Taylor. And this is more geared towards the Indiana Sprint Week crowd because Taylor had a heck of a weekend last weekend. He ran the Bob Reynolds Memorial for Jason Fousey. And that team's actually going to sit on the sidelines for a couple weeks. So Taylor's going racing down Indiana Sprint Week with a team from Arizona that he flew out to California and is being transported out here. Here's a synopsis of the weekend ahead that was for Gary Taylor on Thursday.
Gary Taylor, this is the start of a very busy weekend for you. What do you have in the plans?
Here tonight after the feature, got to hustle back to Indy and try and catch a nap. And got a 6 a.m. flight out to Phoenix where I'll meet up with Jerry Cook and Mike from Beaver Stripes that sponsors that car. And then we're going to head over to Paris, run the CRA show there, and then go up and run Santa Maria Saturday night, which I haven't been there yet. And growing up out west, I've always kind of wanted to run there. So get to run those two and then get back to Phoenix Sunday and catch a flight home. Jerry's going to get the car ready. He lives in Tucson. He's going to get it ready and then come back. We'll start Indiana Sprint Week on Friday at Gas City.
And going pretty well tonight, starting on the front row. What do you think?
So far, so good. We're in a good spot. The track's a little different than what we've seen, or I've seen here at all the Nomling shows or even the All-Star show here. So hopefully it's 40 laps, could change a lot. Hopefully we stay on top of it as the race goes on, and hopefully it'd be nice to get a win to start the weekend.
How'd you and Jason get hooked up?
Dale Blaney was my connection there. I'd been running Jerry's Nomling car a couple times, and Dale knew Jason was kind of looking for somebody. He may have actually gotten a hold of Dale about running Dave, I think. And so Dale texted me and said, "Hey, I may have found a ride for you." So I talked to him about it, and then found Jason on Facebook, and we started chatting, and then got to run one weekend at Attica Fremont. It just kind of snowballed into a ride. So,
how much more will you see in Fosse's car the rest of the year?
Get through tonight. After Sprint Week, I don't know what we're going to do, anything in between, but he just pre-entered for Knoxville. So he's getting his motor freshened up, and then we'll head back and run. I've never run a 410 Nationals, so that'll be a first for me, and we're going to do that. And then afterwards, I think just kind of, whatever he can fit into his work schedule and, run some fast shows or all-star shows or whatever we can go run.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
So Gary Taylor, what a piece of news there. So Gary Taylor is going to run for Rookie of the Year at the 410 Nationals with Jason Fousey's car coming up this August. So huge news for him, but Indiana fans are going to get to see him on Indiana Sprint Week. And another driver picked up a new ride is Brian Sabito. Brian Sabito now driving for the Sealing-owned team, the number 97 car that Dean Jacobs had driven most of the year and for the past couple of seasons. And we asked Brian how he had came about the ride and what the plan was going forward for that team.
Brian Sabito, new ride. How did everything come together with the Sealing Bunch?
Well, I was at Lima for Speed Week last week, and someone come up and said that Haferteet pulled his seat out after qualifying and wasn't going to run the rest of the night. And so I seen Joe standing down by the fence in front of the grandstand, so I just went down and said, "Hey, you want to go to Fremont tomorrow?" And he said, "Well, yeah." I said, "Well, I'd really like to drive your race car." And he said, "Well, let's go back to the trailer and talk." So we went back and talked for about a half hour and was in it the next night.
And obviously this is your second night in the car. What's the plan going forward from here?
We're going to run Attica tomorrow night and Fremont on Saturday with the Fast Series, 410 stuff. And then going to the Doty on Wednesday. And then we got putting a 360 back in, and we're going to run a 360 Friday and Saturday at the Kings Royal.
Okay. And, obviously here tonight looks strong in the heat race, and looks like things are rolling pretty good. Yeah, you're gelling already.
Yeah, I mean, Pildraw helped big time getting a start on the pole. Got to be out in clean air. I've never ran Eagle cars before. I've never ran these gas shocks before, so it's just a whole new feel for me. But they've got the car very drivable every time we've been out there. We're learning each other right now. They're learning me, I'm learning them, and learning this car and stuff and shock package. But we're getting closer, and I think after a few more nights, I think we get clicking pretty good. Hopefully we'll maybe pick up a win here.
Did it take you very long to knock the rust off?
No, not at all. Just a couple, about one lap usually. It's just like riding a bike.
All right, Brian Sabito.
So Sabito is going to be running the NRA portion of the program this weekend at the Kings Royal, and they want to save their 410 equipment to do some stuff later in the year, so they had come across a deal to do a 360 for the weekend, so that's where you'll see the Sealing Motorsports team with the National Racing Alliance this weekend. And we really look forward to getting out and seeing all of you at Sprint Week and at the Kings Royal. We're going to have people out at both races, some of them doing both ends of it, Friday at Gas City and then Saturday at Eldora. We're going to have some staff all weekend at Eldora and then all weekend with Sprint Week. So we've got it all covered for you on TJSlideways.com. Look for some post-race podcasts and other things. And who knows, maybe we'll dig up a few people to interview throughout the week as well. And that's going to wrap up this pre-Kings Royal edition of TJ Slideways Live. Of course, don't forget to head out to the Brad Doty Classic this Wednesday at the Lima Land Motorsports Park. I was talking to Bob Fricke, and this could be the biggest Doty Classic ever and one of the strongest fields. You're going to want to get out there. It's one of the most fun events of the year. Unfortunately, I don't have enough vacation time to make it, but hopefully you do and you can get out there. There is some excess parking. Make sure to check Lima Land's social media outlets. They have some overflow parking now. It's located on a different street than the main entrance of the racetrack. So just keep an eye on their social media outlets. They'll be able to tell you to direct you to that lot. And I guess it's really good to get in and out of. From what I've talked to some people that have been there and parked there, it's really easy to get in and out of. So handy thing that they... to keep in mind. So best of luck to Brad Doty, Bob Fricke, and everyone over at UNOH and at Lima Land Motorsports Park. And we're going to wrap up this edition of TJ Slideways Live. Start packing up for the Sprint Week and Royal Weekends. The best of both worlds coming up this week, and look forward to bringing it all to you, various coverage throughout the week. Thank you and good night.
Thank you for listening to this edition of TJ Slideways Live. Thank you for listening to this edition of TJ Slideways Live.